Through there, huh, Ricky?
Well, we are starting to see a little bit of improvement. Instead of stop and go speeds in some spots, it's actually slow and go. So I guess that's something. But we still have a left lane block northbound I-15. It's right around North Temple in the downtown area, so just after 4th South, but prior to 600 North. But you still have huge delays stretching back to 4500 South in Murray. So it's still going to take you an exceptional amount of time that we wouldn't normally see at this time of day on the northbound side of I-15 to get from Murray to downtown. Anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes, depending on where you're stuck in this mess. So you may want to either delay your travel time or use an alternate route. Now, southbound I-15 really starting to break up and improve from earlier delays. Still heavy and slow from the I-80 201 interchange to 90th South, and then again approaching Bangor at Draper. Lynn Thomas?
KSL traffic trooper Andrew reporting a crash on the westbound of the south belt of Redwood Road, impacting two right lanes and delay starting at I-15. We also Bangor Highway slowing from the 201 freeway down to Kearns, and traffic trooper Tricia reporting a crash southbound I-15 prior to University exit.
Between 8th North and Center Street is where traffic starts to slow down.
Otherwise, I-15 moving well in Utah County. Mark?
Traffic's a little rough right now. The Wellsville area on southbound 91 at Main Street. That is an overturned tanker. It's got that stretch of roadway closed right now. Davis County, the commute is not that bad. We've had so much rough traffic, folks having a hard time getting out of downtown, that it's made the commute in Farmington, Kaysville, Layton, and Clearfield all clear out a little early this evening. Discover how easy and affordable solar power can be. Auric Solar, Utah's largest solar company, offering special zero down, no interest, and no payments for 12 months. Solar, it just makes sense. AuricSolar.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.